Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
This is You Better You Bet with Nick Costos, Femi Abebefe, and the crew on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
All right, 20 minutes from now, it's all of our bets for tonight in the world of sports, including side total and props for the Eagles and the Giants on Thursday Night Football. And we should be finding out at some point in the next 25 minutes or so if Jalen Carter will be active for tonight's game for Philadelphia. They activated a defensive tackle a couple hours ago. The Eagles did from the practice squad. Not the best sign for Jalen Carter, but we will see. And we will give you all our bets for the Eagles and the Giants at the end of the show. But joining us right now to give us his best bets for Week 6 in the National Football League, celebrity Toronto Blue Jays fan, our friend, founder of The Hammer. And The Hammer has been doing, and like I say this on the air, but I've also said it off air, doing awesome work this season. Not that they haven't in previous seasons, but my honest opinion, buddy, is that like it's been stepped up to another game this season. Forward Progress is the YouTube channel with tons of great NFL betting content. Our guy G-Stack George with a daily injury update that sifts. It's so hard to find this stuff, and he's got it all for you, like laid out. It's exceptional. So The Hammer, Forward Progress, BetStamp. Congratulations, my friend, to your Blue Jays, deserved winners over my Yankees. Also, can't wait for you to be the 51st state. Welcome back to the show. How's it going?
It's going well. I mean, what can you? I was telling Femi this before the show, but it's 6:22 Eastern time right now. I'm still hungover, Nick, from last night. Like my head is throbbing. I just was crushing beers after the game last night. I'm too old to be doing this to myself, but it feels great, man. Like sports, when your teams win. Like, you got to enjoy it. And this year has been pretty magical for the Jays. I hope it leads to a World Series run. But yeah, felt great. And I'm on top of the world right now.
Not that they can't beat Seattle if that's the matchup. But man, I'm sure you'd love for Scooble to shove tomorrow and get Toronto-Detroit in the ALC. At a 7-game series against the Tigers, I think Detroit would be up against it there. And I think the Blue Jays go to the World Series for the first time since Joe Carter in 93. Yeah. That'd be something else. I think we get it if Detroit wins tomorrow. All right. National Football League, my friend. So I always say, Rob sends me his thoughts. So those are the games we do first. Let's start with tonight's game. Eagles and Giants. Eagles 7.5 right now at BetMGM, and I think like we're basically like in between the two numbers, right? Depending on where you're looking, the total is 40.5. Rob, how are you betting Thursday Night Football? Eagles and Giants.
So I hate saying stuff like this, like when you bet a better number and then it's moved to a point where you haven't. So I did bet the under 42 in this game, and 41 was my cutoff. You might actually see some buyback to the over if Jalen Carter doesn't play. And I would play the under at 41 if it gets bought back. I don't see this as being a great spot for offense. Obviously, for the Giants, it's very predicated on the fact that Jackson Dart hasn't been able to move the ball downfield. He can use his legs fine, but this is a Fangio defense that's going to confuse him quite a bit. They're very limited on weaponry, obviously, on the outside. It's not like Darius Slayton is good, but he's a receiver. So not having him around, it kind of hurts them. The other side, Philly's offense, it just isn't it this year. And they gave Saquon 6 carries last week. I feel like they're going to give Saquon a lot more carries tonight. And the Giants' run defense hasn't been great this year. Now, it's not as bad as it's been in terms of success rate and EPA. But I think the Eagles will really try to manifest the running game and try to finally get that going because they haven't been able to do that this year. So personally, I see this being a low-scoring affair. In terms of the side, I think it's totally fine, but this is one of those weeks where I'm not a huge teaser player because the teaser prices have gone up, year after year. But you got a lot of favorites that are in this type of range at 7.5, which you can tease together, starting with the Eagles tonight. And I think that's a pretty decent option.
All right, so Philly down to -1.5, a thought for Rob. Thursday Night Football on the road at the Giants. All right, let's go to Sunday. What do you like with the Steelers and the Browns in Pittsburgh? Steelers, a 5.5-point home favorite, total 38.5. And also, Femi earlier in the show said that if he were forced to choose between one of these two quarterbacks, like to be his quarterback of an NFL team, he would pick Dillon Gabriel over Will Levis. Your thoughts on that, and then thoughts on Steelers-Browns?
Yeah, I mean, I don't watch as much college as you guys do. So I'm like working off of a very small sample on Dillon Gabriel where I'm like, yeah, you know, he made some good throws. Is this going to happen going forwards? I have no idea. Aaron Rodgers is as washed as it gets, but the reality is they're kind of utilizing his strengths, which is making a good read quickly, getting the ball out of his hands and just letting the receivers do all the yards after catch. And with the Steelers, that's kind of the way to attack the Cleveland Browns, is you don't let the pass rush go off. You got to get the ball out of the quarterback's hands really quickly. And when we see people hold the ball for too long, like when Cleveland played Jordan Love, for example, they're going to wreak havoc. But in this type of game, I don't think that's going to be the case. I think the low ADOT for Rodgers works in his favor. Now, I played some Pittsburgh in this game. You probably have you guys have mentioned it for sure on the show, like the scheduling spot for Cleveland. It's really hard to figure out what it's worth, but it's a third straight road game, fresh off a London trip, facing a Steelers team off a bye, going to get Joey Porter Jr. back, going to get Alex Highsmith back. Like, this is a situation that's unprecedented. It hasn't happened in the NFL before. It's a brutal scheduling spot for Cleveland, and I think that factors into the equation more than some people think. So I hate betting the Steelers to win by margin usually, but I like this matchup for them, so I laid it with Pittsburgh.
That was very kind of you to skate past the Will Levis, Dylan Gabriel question to not hurt Ben's
feelings. Because he agrees, that's why. Yeah, you know, he agrees.
Rob doesn't agree.
As a guest on a radio show, this happens to me all the time. I do a lot of radio. When I get put between two hosts and I have to be like the tiebreaker, I want nothing to do with that. Like, that's a Joey K thing where he picks a side and you're like, I'll tell you what, Femi, you know, you don't know what you're talking about. Yeah, I'm too nice. I'm too nice a guy. Yeah.
Typical nice Canadian. Two pieces of news here, then we'll go back to the NFL just very quickly. Mike Garofolo of NFL Media, friend of the show, speculating that Jalen Carter will be inactive. We'll find out for sure in about 20 minutes. And Pete Thamel of ESPN reporting John Mateer is going to attempt to play on Saturday for the Sooners against Texas. All right, Rob, Chargers and the Dolphins on Sunday in Miami. Chargers about a 4-point road favor, total about 43.5. How are you betting this game?
Another game where I bet the under. This was very much predicated on the fact that you have a Miami team that cannot generate explosive plays at all anymore. Like, there's just nothing downfield. They play very slow, methodical. Like, their biggest plays are Jalen Waddle 15-yard in routes down the field. They can't generate more than...
Okay, so I think Rob's internet is hiccuped up here. We'll see if we can get Rob back here in a second. Mike Brown, just keep me posted on what's happening with Rob. And Jake, just be ready to call Rob in the event that we need to. So Rob was saying that he likes the under in the game with the Chargers and the Miami Dolphins. Emmy likes the Chargers in the game. I like the Chargers a little bit as well, but obviously a little concerned about this Los Angeles Chargers injury report, specifically in the offensive line without Joe Alt and without Rashawn Slater. All right, so while we wait for Rob's internet here, Jake, I would say just call Rob. Now let's get Rob on the phone here to do the rest of the interview. I know Rob wants to talk about the Chiefs and the Lions on Sunday Night Football. That'll be the next game we ask him about. Femi, I think he was being pretty nice to you just now by not answering that question about Gabriel and Will Levis.
You know what? I don't need the confirmation. I'm standing on my opinion. Certain quarterbacks lose you football games. And yeah, Dillon Gabriel's limited and probably has the arm strength of you and I, but hey, you know, he's not going to turn the ball over. We'll at least have a fighting chance with a good defense.
I like how you say that with confidence. Like, he started one game. Like, he may end up turning the ball over. We will see. So Rob is back with us here on video. So Rob, you were thinking that you like the under in Chargers Dolphins. Just in the interest of time, let's move on, because I know you have strong thoughts on Sunday Night Football. What do you like with the Chiefs and the Lions at Arrowhead on Sunday?
Yeah, so I've played a ton of over in this game, and I know it's been steamed up a lot, but I don't even think it's high enough yet. I also have some Chiefs, but I'm less strong about that. The cornerback situation for Detroit is very dire. Like, if you were to list their depth chart at the beginning of the year and you were to list their four best cornerbacks, they're probably not playing this week. And that's a problem. They do have some veterans there that can step in, guys like Rock Ya-Sin, Avante Maddox, but these are big downgrades, and KC's finally been able to move the ball. So personally, I just think that this is going to be a really high-scoring game. Kansas City's turned into an over team. The defense is not what it was in previous years, so I see a lot of points in this game, and I have this game at 54, just over 54 is a fair total.
Yes, currently sitting at 53, and there's a 52.5 out there in the market as well. We have a double dip on Monday Night Football. You like the Bears Commanders game. Washington right now, a 4.5-point favorite. That total sitting at 50. What's the bet in this one?
Yeah, so I bet Bears, and it was the first bet I made this week. I'm not as strong on it now, but the logic behind betting the Bears was the bye couldn't have come at a better time for them when you consider the injuries that they had. Right tackle out, Colston Loveland out, Grady Jarrett out on the defensive line, TJ Edwards was out, Kyler Gordon hasn't played a game yet this year. So for me, it's like you potentially get back five starters in this game against Washington, and they might still be down Terry McLaurin. I think that these teams are more equal than the market indicates. Now, the Commanders will probably be able to run the ball on the Bears, and that's what scares me. The Bears' run defense isn't good. But as the year's gone on, Caleb Williams is getting a little bit more comfortable in this offense. I'm not saying he's good. He still misses some throws. But to me, I think 4.5 is still a valuable price on Chicago, and I think the bye week came at a good time for them.
All right, lightning round. You ready?
Yes, let's do it.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What makes a great pair of glasses? At Warby Parker, it's all the invisible extras without the extra cost. Their designer quality frames start at $95, including prescription lenses, plus scratch-resistant, smudge-resistant, and anti-reflective coatings, and UV protection, and free adjustments for life. To find your next pair of glasses, sunglasses, or contact lenses, or to find the Warby Parker store nearest you, head over to warbyparker.com. That's warbyparker.com.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
London, Broncos, 7.5-point favorites against the Jets, 43.5.
This is a great spot to use a Broncos in a teaser as well. I try to make a case for the Jets, and it's really hard. I don't see the path to success. Garrett Wilson's going to be covered by Pat Surtain. They just won't be able to move the ball in this game. So it's Denver or nothing, even though it's a very expensive price.
The Colts are starting to get bet right now, Rob, but maybe Kyler Murray doesn't play. He hasn't practiced yet this week, Wednesday or Thursday. Whispers that he's not going to play on Sunday. Indy at BetMGM, at least, Rob, is close to going to 7.5. Jacoby Brissett would start for the Cardinals if Kyler can't go. Total in the game is 47, and that total's coming down with the Kyler news. How are you betting Colts-Cardinals?
Yeah, so I think that the market is anticipating Kyler Murray not playing in this game, another DNP. I'm going to have a really long conversation with myself this week, because depending on where this goes to when Kyler gets ruled out, Arizona may be of interest to me. I know the offense hasn't been good, but now, like, we're starting to price Indy in a range that is where they are an extremely good football team, and they might be, but I'm not going to be able to get to the price I think that's likely going to be there when Brissett is announced starter. So I unfortunately might end up on the Cardinals this week.
Also, the Cardinals, all they do is play close games, and they lose,
true.
But the games are close. I think I'm going to like Arizona as well. Your Cowboys, Rob, visiting the Carolina Panthers, Dallas 3 on the road, 49.5 the total.
Yeah, you guys remember that when Bill Belichick used to put out those injury reports for the Patriots, and they would be like a mile long, you just list everyone as questionable? That's what the Cowboys injury report looks like right now, but it's real injuries. It's not fake ones like the Patriots were filing for years. It's real injuries against the Carolina team that is fairly healthy. So I understand what Dallas did to the Jets last week, but remember they played ahead for the entire game. And it's very different when you're in that type of game state. I'm not betting the Panthers, but I seriously considered it. The 3.5s were bought up. I would, if I had to pick at 3, it would be Carolina or nothing for me in this particular game. I'm just not ready to buy. I mean, the Cowboys are playing well, but I see those injuries and I'm just like, they cannot be priced like they are right now. I'm having a real hard time with my own team.
6 games left, 3 minutes here. Let's do 20 seconds per if we can. Pick the winner of the game on Sunday, Rob, in Duval with the Jaguars and the Seahawks. Total of the game, 47.5.
Yeah, so I'll pick the Seahawks, but I will say that this is a game where you have to very closely monitor injuries on the Seattle defensive side of the ball. I think DeMarcus Lawrence will play. That's good in terms of edge rush. Secondary's in shambles. Seattle plays a ton of too high. Jacksonville's going to have to move the ball methodically down the field. Trevor Lawrence makes too many mistakes to do that, in my opinion. So I like Seattle in this game. I've already bet some. I will add more if they get a favorable injury report.
Pats laying 3.5 at the Saints off the upset win in Buffalo. Total 46.
Yeah, strongest opinion on this game is towards the over. I make it 46.5, so there's not much room there. The only issue I have is that neither of these teams generate explosive plays. They're two of the bottom three teams in the league in terms of explosive play rate. But I do think New England's going to be able to move the ball on New Orleans. New Orleans generates no pressure. And when you force the Saints into a passing game state, they can light it up as well. They have Olave Shaheed on the outside, lots of speed. Christian Gonzalez limited today. That's the one that popped up out of nowhere as well. So a slight lean to the over here, Nick.
Raiders laying 4 against the Titans, 41.5.
You know, I came so close to clicking the Raiders today, and I just said, I'm not going to do this to myself. I'm not. Like, what? They've shown me nothing. They don't have an offensive line. They can't generate pressure from anyone other than Crosby. I get that the Titans are really bad, but since the Titans' O-line's been healthy, Cam Ward's taking fewer sacks on a weekly basis, fewer pressures. I think the market move is right here, and ultimately, I'm just, you know, I wrote it somewhere on a notepad. It's not here in front of me right now, but like, don't bet the Raiders so I can remind myself over the course of the week. That's where I'm at.
You need the Raider, the Geno Smith shot collar. I need one too. 15 seconds per. Rams 7.5 at the Ravens, 44.5.
Can only ever be Rams. Can only ever be Rams. This might be heavy rain and wind though. And that's my concern when you're laying a big favorite, because 25 mile an hour winds with heavy rain, that kind of brings the game a little bit closer together, but it can only be Rams for me.
Any desire to bet Joe Flacco and the Bengals getting 14 in Lambeau?
No, there's desire to bet the opposite side. Are you kidding me? This guy's got to learn the playbook in 3 days. He's a complete stat. Green Bay saw this guy 3 weeks ago and they annihilated him. What is he going to put? And they don't have the Browns defense. They have the Bengals defense. No, I have a desire to lay the other side.
And 5 seconds. Everyone likes Niners plus 3 at Tampa. Do you?
I lean that way, but the injuries are bad. I mean, I lean Niners. Yeah.
Rob is the best. Comes on the show, hits every game. Subscribe to Forward Progress on YouTube. Subscribe to the podcast feed as well. You're the best, my friend. Good luck with the bets. Go Blue Jays. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, guys. Good luck.
How gracious am I? And I'm a New Yorker, too. Our best bets.
Yeah, you're going to give him a box, aren't you?
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.